You're listening to the best of the New Day. Feel the power on Spotify.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
Welcome to the greatest podcast of all time. It is entitled The New Day.
Feel the power.
Baby!
I don't know, man. It was nice and smooth. And
you just
that was very aggressive.
You know what I tried to do?
Shave against the grain.
I tried to go against the grain a little bit, but I tried to put a little Louis Armstrong rasp in there.
You ain't Louis. No, you might. Come on. You might have went to school in New Orleans for a little bit, but you ain't making
groceries.
Look,
that's New Orleans slang that we love.
New Orleans slang.
These skies are blue. I can't call on them. Like that raspy voice. Okay.
There you go.
I am Xavier Woods.
I am Big E.
And me, I'm Kofi Kingston.
And then E, you introduce Jay.
But that wasn't, no, don't put that on me. I thought you were going to like throw it to me.
I figured since you knew that you were introducing Jay, you would have gone last to bleed right into it. So that's on you for jumping in early.
That's not on me.
And E, you got the lead on this one after we introduced ourselves. This was the text.
But you segued.
It doesn't say anything about segue right here. All it says is, you got the lead on this one after we introduce ourselves.
There was a lack of clarity.
Before we began, I did look to Jay. I said, Jay, we're going to do our intro. We will introduce ourselves and then E will introduce you and we'll go from there.
You got to pass me the ball though. You John Stockton right now. I'm the mailman and I need the ball. I'm in a low post, bro.
Yes. And understand that the only way I can get you the ball is if you're paying attention. If you know what you are going to introduce him, you introduce yourself last, sir.
I'm posting up, bro. I'm getting my position right.
Who you posting up on? Nobody's in that spot. You're posting up on air. You're posting up on thin air.
No, you're wrong. You're wrong.
Take your demerit and like it.
I will not take a demerit here.
That's a demerit.
Anyways, sir. Anyways, Mr. Stockton, let me do my thing as Karl Malone.
Please do.
I prepared some words, actually, and I actually just thought of this the last 10 minutes. So I wrote it, and let's see how it goes. If you see Fletcher Avenue in your view, make way, because Big J's coming through. Quarantine got your dome piece looking tragic. Come through the shop, and Big J gonna work his magic. You think your follicles are acceptable? But Big J will turn you from a bum to a professional. From Wale to Floyd Mayweather, they've all been under his barber sheet. But you don't have to rap or box to be nice and neat, fresh out the seat. Ooh. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you my man, Justin McNabb, AKA Big J. The Bob.
This episode is brought to you by Max. The new HBO original limited series, The Sympathizer, is an espionage thriller and cross-culture satire that follows a communist spy during the final days of the Vietnam War and his new life as a refugee in Los Angeles. From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr. and based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel, The Sympathizer is streaming now exclusively on Max. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like when your fantasy league meets up at your house. Everything's great until the hot plate gets too hot for the tablecloth. Now your kitchen's up in smoke. And if you don't have the right home insurance coverage, the cost to fix this is anything but a fantasy. So switch to Allstate, save money, and get protected from mayhem like this. Not available in every state. Based on coverage selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Savings vary.
Hello.
Come on now. Put some respect on his name. Put some respect on the man's name.
Let it know.
Yes, sir.
Abracadabra.
Big J is a man of many qualifications, which I'm sure he'll get into very soon. But I want to get to the meat of the matter, the crux of why we brought you here. You, sir, are a professional in hair care, in barbering. We've had a lot of issues on this podcast lately. We've talked about the fact that, you know, we're now all in our mid-30s. Some of us in our late 30s.
Wow.
But, you know, some of our hairlines are struggling. The end is near. So we've talked about that. We wanted to know, you know, what, when is the time to maybe let it go? When, what you can do. We also wanted to talk about the fact. So Woods has this idea. His idea is to stave off baldness or his hairline getting pushed back. He has, I don't know if he's invented this. I've never heard of it. He calls it the from over. So it's a fro. He's got a lot of hair. And he said it doesn't really matter how far his hairline gets pushed back.
See?
Because
I just put the hair over it. I just put the
hair over his head. So, Jay, we got a lot of problems going on in this podcast. And I know I just threw a lot at you right now, but please give the people your qualifications real quick before we dive into these very deep and weighty matters.
Well, let's see. Where should I start? Well, Big J the Barber, a.k.a. Justin McNabb. I'm originally from Los Angeles, California. I moved down to Florida pretty much at the age of 15. Graduated from high school out here, went into the military. After serving in the military, came back and decided to do other things, then realized I just wanted to go ahead and work for myself. So barbering was always something that was done on the side, decided to turn it into a career. Started off with barbering because my dad used to cut my hair. And when I go to school, you know, he used to give me that huge Gary Coleman part. Yeah. You know, a little fro with a little So I had to go ahead and make some changes. So I've been in the business for about a little over 16 years professionally, and here in Tampa, Florida.
Beautiful. And you've cut, you have also cut a lot of people, like I mentioned briefly. You cut Wale fairly recently. You've cut Floyd Mayweather, a bunch of the Bucks players. Anyone else that I'm missing here?
Yeah, being in a small market city such as Tampa, I normally say I was blessed in order to, you know, encounter some of the individuals I got to encounter, such as, you already know, some of the Buccaneers players from past and present. Floyd Mayweather, once he came to the city, ended up meeting him, giving me a haircut. Stuart Scott, the late, great Stuart Scott. The story of how I met him is kind of crazy, too. But Stuart Scott, who else? Of course, a lot of WWE superstars.
Of course.
Kofi being one.
Yeah, I came back in the day. That's right.
Big E's my boy.
My boy, yeah.
Woods, right. We need to clean that up.
Yeah. You don't like me? You don't like this curl pattern right here? You can't even see what I need to clean up. I got everything covered.
Oh, no.
So pretty much a lot of WWE superstars such as Sheamus, Batista, been real good friends with those guys. You know, you already know that those guys are different guys and pretty cool individuals. Yeah, so I can go on. List goes on. And so I'm very blessed to have encountered these individuals being in Tampa, Florida.
Right. So I feel like you pretty much laid out a case of you being an expert in the matter of, you know, all the things we're going to discuss. I feel like there's really no better person on the face of the planet right now to bring in to discuss these things. So we brought you in to help solve or at least address some of these problems. I think the first and foremost is, like I said, we're all getting older. We're not. I got signed at 23. My hairline was still looking right. You know what I mean? So one of the things that we battle with is, so Kofi says, as soon as he notices his hairline start to really recede.
That's right.
It's gone. The locks it's gone. All, the locks that he spent years working on.
Is it going tomorrow?
What you trying to say? You're sitting there with this foam over, okay, trying to hide your hairline from the world. And you want to talk about my hairline? I got the best hairline in the group. I got the best hairline in the group. Are you serious right now? Come on, man. I didn't even want to go there, you know? Uh-huh. It's supposed to be something positive. We're supposed to be giving people help. Now we're breaking each other's down.
Don't worry, Kofi. I still got the picture when I cut you in my phone, so don't worry. Yeah. He was nice and neat, fresh out the seat, always.
You see what I'm saying? That's not like this.
How old is that picture, Jay?
How dare you? But yes, when it's time, it's time. You see a lot of people, you know, I mentioned this in the podcast like a few episodes ago, or I don't know how many episodes ago it was, but people try to hang on, you know? They try to hang on because you've lived a life where you haven't fully appreciated your hair. So then you start having all this regret and you see that your hairline is in the middle of the top of your head. And then you say, oh my God, what should I do? Should I grow it out? No, it's too late. So that's why I dyed my hair like this. You know, I dyed my hair rainbow for WrestleMania. You know, I put my hair in pigtails. I put my hair in unicorn horns. You know, I've done all types of things with my hair. And at the end of my hair life, I will know that I have lived to the tip of every follicle. Okay. I've had a great hair life. I've enjoyed every follicle on my head. I've enjoyed every damn last one of them. And when it's time to go, I will salute every follicle and say, thank you for the time that you have spent on my head. But now it's time to go and I'll be bald when the time is right. I'm not trying to hold on.
What if you look weird bald though?
Yeah. Does the salute keep creeping back as your hairline does?
My head is my head. My head is my head.
Trust me, I've seen this.
I want to see you like Coolio. Have you seen Coolio recently? Still holding on. Holding on strong. Yes.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. I admire that. That's saying, you know what? No, I'm taking a stance. I love my hair so much. I've been with my hair so long. This relationship has been so incredible for me. I can't let it go, you know?
Exactly.
I just want to keep it forever.
See, my perspective is I think I want to rock the Sherman Helmsley. You know what I mean? That's what I want. I just keep, if the sides are still there, I'll hold on to what I got. What's the solution? Is this, Jay, can you explain the from over?
Yeah. So a lot of the time when I'm on television, most of the time, I'd say like 99% of the time, my hair is tied back. And so when it's tied back, you can obviously see the sides, the edges, you can see the hairline. And I feel that there was a certain point in time where my hairline was a little bit lower, you know, and I got cut by somebody who I shouldn't have sat in their chair. I didn't know anything about them. Exactly. And I messed up. I was unaware. I was ignorant to this because I just had so much hair. I was like, whatever. It'll grow back. That hairline didn't start coming back. It hasn't come back. That was 5-6 years ago. And so my thought is when it actually starts creeping back, instead of tying it back so much, I'll just let it sit, because when it sits, my hair is almost down to my eyes. You can't see that hairline at all. And I feel like that's a very, very, it's use of ingenuity. There we go. You use what you got when you got it.
Okay. Jay, would you like to weigh in on this? You're a professional. What are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, Woods, I've seen you, and I don't think you're that bad at all. You know, trust me, I've seen foreheads like that goes
All the way.
Some of the guys want me to go ahead and create lines, you know, pretend lines, shadow lines, hash mark line. And they just don't want to let it go. And it's just one of those things where I just tell the guy, I'm like, look, it's about that time, bro.
Honest barber.
How many come to Jesus moments have you had with people about it's time to let it go?
Oh man, he'll tell you, I'm super real in the shop. Yeah. So if it's one of those things, like, look, bro, it's about that time. I can't do much more for you. But I do have a solution, though.
Other people?
Yeah.
I do have a solution. So prime example, y'all see my hairline, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. The listening audience cannot, but we can, yes.
it's very clean. Very crisp.
It's clean, crisp.
Anytime I go, everybody's like, oh, man, you're lining always stays sharp. It's real nice. I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And I laugh because, to be quite honest, my hairline is actually back here.
What?
That's several inches. That's what? 3-4 inches?
Yeah, it's about...
No!
Yeah. That's at least 2.5 inches.
Oh my God.
Fake hairline?
So there's a procedure that I do called SMP. It's called scalp micropigmentation. And so all it is a micro needle that we go and I draw out someone's hairline that is losing, but want to keep either a ball fade or maybe a shadow. You're starting to see it a lot now, because I think a lot of the guys actually starting to be a little more mainstream with it because they hide it. And so we create the actual hairline and create micro follicles in an ink form. So we just go ahead and create those dots. And then after the end, three sessions worth, it looks like this.
What? Wow. So is it like a tattoo almost? Is it like permanent or is it?
It's permanent.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So for those of you who are listening, his hairline is incredible. So it's
so crisp.
Essentially bald, but the lowest level your hair can be, so you can still see the difference between the skin tone and the hair. And it's so incredibly crisp. This sounds like an ad now. But like, legit, it looks incredible, and I would have had no idea.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of people, when I go out, prime example, I had enough too, because if I show you, matter of fact, I think I met you at that time, Cove, too, when my hairline was kind of going and I was constantly trying to edge it. You remember. When I had my hairline all the way back here and I'm just trying to make it like this and then come down and it was going to my ear. And I'm like, oh man, it was time to go. So I cut it bald because I didn't believe in the procedure at first. Until I got wind of it, a friend of mine's actually introduced me to the procedure. And I said, you know what? I'll get it done, but I want to get certified as well in order to perform the procedure and put it on other individuals who seem like me that don't really want to go bald, but want to continue to keep a shadow. Mm-hmm. Or actually fill in, like, maybe, you know how those have corners that are missing, but they still have the front. Mm-hmm. So we just fill in the corners and then just bring down their hair to match the length of the ink. And then it just stays nice and crisp from the sides.
That's cool.
So, everyone looks at me, and when I walk on the street, they're like, man, Jay, your hairline is always fresh. And I laugh and I'm like,
he said it better be because I paid for it.
Exactly. I'm just seeing you walking down the street and strangers just whipping their heads around like, oh my God, it's what him. Hairline. It's him. Look at that hairline. Oh my God. Sir, I've got to shake your hand. Your hairline is just magnificent. Just man, that's crazy. So I don't know. I mean, obviously you have heard of this, but I think it's, I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's called like Beijing or Beijing or something like
Beijing.
That. Beijing. Mm-hmm. And actually
Spice.
Yeah, Spice Adams has a character on his Instagram where he has somebody that has that. It's so essentially it's almost like polish, right? Or it's just like just dark, like polish where it looks like you, it gives you the illusion of having a shadow on your head. So he has a character where he's like bald or whatever, but he'll put it like all the way up to like the middle of his cheeks and like down to the middle of his forehead. So you can really only see his eyes. And it's just complete black, just polish all over his head. So actually, when we started first having shows in Orlando, when the pandemic first hit, I just went to a barber that was like right near our hotel. And I'm like, all right, cool. You know, they had some pretty good reviews, you know? So I go and I sit down in the chair, you know, he's cutting me up and you can just like, and I feel like I've mentioned this before, but when you sit down in a barber's chair and you can feel the confidence in their hand with the clippers, you feel it. So immediately I knew, I was like, oh no, the weight in which he was putting on the clippers and on my head, I could just feel like something was amiss, you know?
Something's
gone wrong. And you can't, what are you going to do? You can't get up. Where are you going to go?
Right.
Imagine that. Whoa, I'm out.
you can't go to the next chair because everybody in there is on a team, you know? So you go say, oh no, you know what? I'm straight. I'm going to go over to his chair and let him finish my cut because everybody on the team has got to, you know, rep for the team. So you're stuck, you know? So I'm stuck in this chair. And I'm feeling the haircut. I'm like, oh no, I know this is not going to turn out right. But then all of a sudden I start feeling like a spray on my hair, or like on my line. And I'm just like, whoa, what's going on? I'm like, okay, this feels weird, but I guess I'm stuck in the chair. So we'll see how it comes out. 5 minutes later, he's still spraying. So I'm like, oh no. So now he's getting to my face and he's still spraying. I'm like, God. So I finally get up out of the chair, you know, he gives me the mirror and I look, and my face is covered with this paint. My face is painted. I'm pretty sure I told him, hey man, like fade me up, not paint my head and make me look like I gotta walk out of the store, you know, into the public eye. And people are gonna see me. Why is Kofi Kingston have his face painted? It was bad, man. Like I took a picture of it and I put it on my Instagram and everything. There's people that can do it and that have the technique, I'm sure. But this dude, boy, had me looking like a fool. And luckily, so we were supposed to, initially, we were supposed to be on that SmackDown. And then they ended up taking us off the show. If they hadn't, I would have had to go to SmackDown. All this stuff on my face, you know? And it was hard to, like, get the stuff off. So I don't know, like, if God forbid, I would have been the first match. You walk in the door, oh, you got to go out there. You got to have a match. oh my God, and I'm stuck with this pen. And then people will take pictures of it and then it lasts forever.
wait. Hold up. I do remember. Okay, I remember this day because you came in and you were talking about it, but then you talked about how your wife was there and you were trying to use the wipes.
Yeah,
you were trying to use all these things. You talked about like four or five different things, but then someone asked you, hey, did you try washing your face? You said, oh, no.
But even, I did not. Well, because I'm panicking because I get in the car and I immediately want to get this off my face. And the only thing that was available was baby wipes. And so, yes, I ended up getting to a place where I could wash my face, but it wasn't for at least like 3 hours. But that felt like 4 days that I'm walking around in public trying to find. Because I'm not going to do it in the barbershop. But I'm going to go say, thank you. Let me pay you for this haircut. Let me use the bathroom and wash all this stuff off my face, man. Come on, man. But it took a while to like scrub it off anyway. So even that night, like trying to get it off, it wasn't like, it was hard. My face was like raw.
I will say some of this is on you though. You're real. And Jay, I've talked to you about this. Kofi's a little willy-nilly with his barbers. Kofi will just anyone who wants it, just out on these streets.
There's been times where we'll be on the road. We'll both like, E will go to the gym sometimes and Kofi will like, if we don't want to go, we're like, okay, we'll go see a movie or we'll go like eat some food. Sometimes we're like, oh, I'm going to go get a cut. And I needed a cut too. And the place that we found, I was like, I can't get cut here. And Kofi willingly went in. And I was like, what are you doing? What are you just trusting? Like I had the incident I wrote the hairline. It's like, no, you have to know them. You have to understand.
Yeah. It's a partnership. And that's why I tell Jay before, well, there was one time, I think I was gone for a long time, maybe like 2 months. And I was rough. And we were overseas. We were in like Scotland. And I think it was Killian, Big Damo. Actually got like a few of his friends or something to cut us in Scotland. And they were like very nice people. They were great, took a picture with them. And I had to tell as soon as I came back to the state. In fact, I don't think I waited till I think I texted Jay a day or two later. And I said, I'm sorry, I cheated on you. That's how it feels. We're in a relationship and he knows. I could even if I like waited like a month or two or whatever, like he would know. That's how intimate our relationship is. The way he knows my head, he would know. And I had to apologize for cheating on him. I said, I'm sorry. And it won't happen again. But Kofi,
I can
Kofi
vouch for you on just, that. Yes. Set. But no, so let me say two things. Number one, I can vouch for you because I've seen you looking rough and you will, there are barbers there that are actually decent barbers, you know, and you will forego and you'll tell them, nah, you know, I gotta wait for Jay. But as far as it relates to me, so when I go into a barbershop, so I have very specific requests, you know, or demands. I will not let them touch the front of my hairline. I want to keep the front natural. Don't touch the front of my hairline because they just start creeping it back. Because that's the kind of thing that, again, like Woods, prime example. Look at him, you know? The hairline will grow back. The hairline gets taken back. It will not grow. It won't come back. Look at the man, you know?
My hairline is more forward than yours is.
You got it combed over. I'm just saying, look, I'm using it as a, I'm not saying it as an insult. I don't like it to me. Please don't take it to me. I'm doing it as a lesson.
Give me
I'm
learning. Bless his heart afterwards, like it don't matter.
I'm learning. So I tell people like, look, you can, usually I'll just have them like do a number one on my side all the way around. And if you are in a barbershop, like, you know, I can do that myself if I could see it. So you should be able to do that. So to me, that's like, I will allow them to do that. And the problem that I've had is because over the past like 2.5 years, I've moved, you know, from Tampa to, I had a real good barber in Tampa. And then I moved to California, couldn't find one, moved from California to Texas, found one after like months over here. So I've had no choice but to allow certain people to cut my hair. But again, under very specific parameters, you know, do not touch the front. If you put your blade on the front of my hairline, boy, it's going to be a problem. Okay? I said, let it be natural. Let it be the way it is and let it recede on its own. I don't need no help. You know, it's going to happen on its own. I'll need a push. You know what I'm saying?
We're going to hear first.
Let me piggyback off of what you were saying, Kofi. I do remember that day. And I actually spoke to E about it because when I seen the Instagram post, I looked at it and I was like, I was at the shop. I was like,
analyzing.
I decided to comment because, you know, Kofi, I never really comment on your footage or your post things because, you know, you're doing your thing. But on that one, I said, that's my realm. I said, so let me go ahead and just post something on Kofi. He said, no. Now, to go back with the Beijing, there's a couple of dyes, Beijing and different things that we can use. But you were absolutely correct when you say some people just don't know how to use it. We use it at the shop for enhancement purposes. So all they do, we just spray like a light film over, if any, to make sure that what we already created is enhanced for picture purposes, or when you walk right out of the shop, you get that shock effect where people are like, oh man, that's really clean, and you know, bring people in. Because again, we consider that all our clients are walking billboards. So wherever you guys go after the shop, whether it's Walmart, Target, wherever, you know, people will look and say, oh man, where did you get that haircut? And you'll just pretty much sell it, you know, from there. Now, I have noticed in the industry, there's a lot of professional athletes and actors that I've noticed have super paint on their face. I won't call no names, you know. But I mean, we can all look at some of these individuals that we know really well as far as on TV or in the music business or out there, and they're painted. And it's like, I don't understand why they even go for that look. But yeah, if it ever was to happen again, all you got to do is just rinse it off with water and it'll fade and fade and fade out.
Okay, well, I panicked, okay? I panicked. I wanted it off and it wasn't coming off. And I felt like everybody was staring at me. It is not. Let me ask you this though. So do you ask people if they want it, or do you just go ahead and apply it?
Well, I ask because Oh, but to piggyback off of that too, like in our shop, I can't speak for everybody else, but in our shop, we're like, if you was getting messed up or whatever the case may be, me and one other individual will literally, and he'll tell you, we'll walk up and be like, no, that's not right. So you either do it this way, or I'll just take over the cut and then fix it myself, because at the end of the day, it's our name on it.
That's what I'm talking. See, finding a good barber is like, it's like finding a unicorn, you know? You hold on to him. You know, you hold on to him. And I feel like his loyalty for you, man, it's real. Yeah, I've seen it happen on several occasions. Mm-hmm. On several occasions. Boy, just looking rough sometimes, you know?
Yeah, it happens. I let it go.
And he just,
I let it go sometimes for too long. Mm-hmm. But there's also a distinct difference in quality, too. I feel it. And I go to Jay's shop every time, but I go straight to Jay. There's other barbers there, but it's always to Jay. And I know, oh, I look distinctly better. Everything feels, the lines are crisper. Everything is better after I get cut from Jay. So to me, like, as long as I live in this area, as long as I live in Tampa or in the area, like, I'm going to Jay because there's a difference. I'm not.
Don't worry, I'm flying to you anyways.
I appreciate that. You see that?
Pledge of allegiance.
That's why we're in a relationship. If it has to be long distance, it'll be long distance. You know what I mean? It's real. It's too real.
It's just like some of my other clients that's playing football in the league. One individual per se always flies me wherever he goes, like for a Pro Bowl, or he got traded. So, you know, it's either, A, we got to find you a barber that's similar to what I do, but if not, then, you know, he'll fly me out for special occasions, or he'll come in. Matter of fact, I have one individual that moved from here to D.C. and he's been around the ringer for over a year and a half. And now he flies back every Saturday just to get his haircut from me.
Wow. That's my God.
Because his wife told him, stop trying to find a Jay. You're not going to find a Jay.
There's only one. You're
gonna find another Jay.
But, you know, I mean, there are good barbers that are out there. Nothing against barbers. You know, there are good quality, you know, barbers, especially some that's out here, too. But I'm just the only big Jay, you know.
The only one. He's like, but I'm the best.
That's right. TJ also goes every week. I couldn't believe it. I guess his hair just grows so fast. Like, TJ goes to your shop every week.
Yeah, TJ tried to miss one week. And when I tell you, man, he is super fast. And you know what's more quick is every time he get on the airplane and comes back, for some reason, it goes even faster. And I give him a ball fade on a Thursday. He'll come back the following Thursday with a full set of hair on the side. And I'm like, man, he gets his fade done every week, every Thursday or Friday, or before he has to report to a show.
Got you. Was he a Teen Wolf?
So I know that, like, obviously different people from different ethnicities have different types of hair. And so from the realm of people that you've said that you've cut, you're cutting so many different kinds of people's hair. So is that something that you just learned before you had your shop and all that stuff? Like, did you know all this before? Did you learn it on the fly?
Oh, trust me. It took trial and error. When I first got in, I was just cutting ethnic hair.
Yeah.
And so when I got to Spanish and Caucasian hair, I guess I was so used to cutting coarse that I didn't realize just the simplicity of just doing straight hair. I was overdoing it. So it came to the point where I was in one shop at the time, and It was a Spanish guy, and I just could not get his line out of his head for whatever reason. I was just blending to the point where I got so upset that I just left the dude in the chair and walked out.
That's
I left the dude in the chair. So the owner followed me. I was like, Jay, what are you doing? You know, you can't just leave him here. And I'm like, man, this, I can't get this line out and done. You fix it, right? Because one, it wasn't even my client. It was just someone he wanted me to help with. So in my mind, I'm like, you set me up. So he came back in. And long story short, he showed me a technique that I wasn't doing. And ever since then, I just started to try and master it. Now, mind you, I cut all walks and, you know, he'll tell you, every single ethnicity comes in and we give them a haircut. And I honestly have to say, in order to stay consistent within 16, 17 years and keep the same clients and the same, you know, clients with status as well for the amount of years that I have, a lot of people don't understand consistency is key. And once we fall off, you guys know, as soon as one person do something wrong, y'all are out. Mm-hmm. You know, so I just have to stay consistent. Well, matter of fact, when I first met E, he'll tell you that mohawk was like up here.
It really was. Yeah, man. I forgot about that.
I told E, man, look, I said, what kind of mohawk is this? And, you know, after that, I said, just trust the process. Please follow me, what I'm trying to do with your style. And then we'll go. And after it started to grow and grow and grow, he'll tell you, like, we got it to the point where it's like nice. Now, he did go somewhere else and get it jacked up again to where we had to go ahead and fix it again. That was the last time.
I had to repent for my sins. yes. So there was a lot of, we broke bread, smoked a peace pipe, all that. And I apologize for all the wrong I had done.
Oh, my gosh.
I guess one of the things I want to talk about too is this is kind of a trope for you see in movies, but it's very real from my experience, is just the community of the black barbershop. To me, there's nothing like it where you're like, you should be charging for like you're a therapist, essentially. The way you like listen to people's problems, the way you the current events are talked about. And that's one of the things that I've always appreciated about going to the shop is just the conversations you have, the laughs you have. In fact, I don't know if it was for Mania we talked about it, but actually, I think it was one time we were in Tampa. I thought it would be dope to do a podcast, like a live podcast with video, all three of us in the shop, in the chairs. And like LeBron does an HBO show, what's it called, The Barbershop, whatever, The Shop, something like that, where it's kind of like that. But it's such a cool setting to me. And for anyone who's really been to a black barbershop multiple times, like everyone that I've been to has been like that, where it's just comfortable being around people discussing things. And that's one of the things I always appreciate. It's always like, as soon as I sit in the chair, is we catch up, we talk about what's going on. We might say some things about some people we know and laugh at some things they've done. But it's a great time to gossip. But that's one of the things that I've always appreciated is, and that's why we became friends, not just because you did a great job cutting my hair, but we just had these conversations over the years.
Yeah, absolutely correct. I mean, I agree and I feel the same way because, again, I go off of a well-known barber asked me, what is the key to your success with keeping the high quality clientele that I have? I just tell him, I said, just be sincere, honest, 100 and transparent. If you tend to try and do a little too much, tend to always talk about the individual's career, tend to always talk about their job, you know, they get that every day. So if you come in and you have a seat and you build a rapport with the individual, I say long lasting relationships lead to long business relations as well.
Definitely.
Very much.
Given was the eye for no real reason.
Why?
I don't know. I was like, pop me. I don't know. But you also realize it's an audio podcast. It was just funny to me to have this awkward silence. But then I realized, like, no one, if you actually listen to this, it's just dead air and you don't see the nonsense.
I was extremely confused because even though on this like Zoom call, we can see all four people, I knew for some reason you were looking at me. So I was looking at the run sheet, like, wait, does he want me to jump in somewhere? And I'm looking, trying to read, checking my phone, like, did he text me?
Not for any particular reason. I just enjoy the awkwardness. That's all.
So let me say, I was going to say, so this is where I thought you were going. And you went like a way more like intelligent route when you talked about, what you see in movies a lot about barbershop being like a community or whatever. I thought you were going here. So what you see in movies sometimes is, I don't know, like say like a man and woman have like a man and woman have a relationship and the woman is mad at the man or vice versa. So they start to put like a little bit of like, you know, like arsenic or whatever chemical into their food, right? Okay, hear me out. I see. Okay. They start to put a little arsenic into their food and then little by little, like the person gets poisoned or whatever and they end up passing or whatever. And you know, it's a murder mystery or whatever. So I thought with a barber, so with your hairline, right? The barber has all this power, right? So if you stray from being loyal to your barber, you know what I'm saying? You have this relationship where the barber can go ahead and take a little bit off your hairline every time, you know, a little bit off your hairline.
Where does the arsenic come into play, Kofi?
Because it's the same
arsenic concept. And the murder.
It's the same because he's killing your, he could have the potential to kill your hairline.
Arsenic kills you. Your hairline can go away and you're still a person. No,
but he's still killing your hairline, taking it back little by little. So,
but that's okay.
I understand what I'm saying. I don't know why I thought you were going there, but that's why I thought you were. That's what I was thinking about when you were talking about, hey, well, in the movies, what you see, I was like, oh yeah, he's about to go with the arsenic thing. apparently that's not where you were going.
No,
that's not where you were going.
Movies?
You said
that was
movies.
The arsenic
that's
thing.
That's what came to my head initially because we were talking about the allegiance to having the barber and him being somebody that makes you feel good and that, you know, you had to have this peace pipe meeting and make amends with your barber because he has all this power. He has a good barber. Yes. He's the unicorn that you want to save, you know? So if you piss said barber off, he has the power to take that hairline back little by little, just like the person in the movie has the power to take somebody's life little by putting arsenic in their food.
Kofi, you can't take it back little by little because you see the cut as soon as it's done every time. You're not going to keep it back. No.
But with your argument with the hairline, exactly. So we go back to this and your hairline being taken back to a point where it's not growing back.
Yes, because if he's cutting my hairline and I'm telling him not to, then I'm not going to go back. Like you just said that you wouldn't go back if he cut your hairline. Once you feel blade
but you
to
don't
the top
know.
Of your head, you don't know.
He can do
what are you
a little,
talking about, man?
Little by little, and by the time you realize it's too late, let's move on.
I don't know. I'm not ready to move on yet. I'm worried. I'm concerned.
Yeah,
I don't know how you made that leap.
I thought you were going. That's all I'm saying.
And I'm talking to Jay, a man I respect, a man that cares about my hairline. Why would you think that's where I'm going? That's very bizarre.
It is.
I guess we should move on. One of the things that we've talked about, we've laughed at, it's kind of messed up, but it does bring us some joy, is the punishment cuts of these kids.
Oh, yes.
Kids
yes.
acting up. So get into it.
If you don't understand what the punishment cut is, ladies and gentlemen, so this thing went around the internet years ago. This kid, he's in middle school, I think, and he's acting up. And his dad said, okay, well, you're not listening to me. And picture day is tomorrow. So we're going to the barbershop to get your hair cut. And kids, I would assume is, yeah, I'm going to go look clean. He had his barber give him the old man cut. So he's got the shoehorn hair. So nothing on top, like the legit, like I'm an 80-year-old man haircut. And he had to go take school pictures like that. And the picture of him post-cut is one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. Because this child, this like 10, 11-year-old child, looks like an old man. And he's so sad. He's so upset. But I guarantee you, whatever he messed up, he will not mess up again. So, Jay, when it's time, can I fly down to Florida? And will you give my kids the old man cut when they mess up?
You know, throughout the years, I've never actually done that before.
It'll be a first for.
Yeah, I never had a father or a mom coming. Now, I had a client come in and say, you know, my son is acting up and, you know, he wants to grow his hair out. But since he can't comb it or making, you know, not good grades or whatever, cut it off. And so we'll cut it all off and they start crying and boo-hooing and, you know, say, well, if you want your hair to grow back, then you need to go ahead and act bright. But other than doing like the old man George Jefferson and I haven't really experienced that yet. But to answer your question, yeah, absolutely, bring them by.
Yes. Yes.
But here's the thing I have a problem with is putting it on, like, you're just gonna film your kid crying and put it on Twitter,
bro. You don't have kids, bro. You don't know.
So that's acceptable to you?
I don't know.
It's in jest, you know. He's having a good time. It's fine.
I mean, it's gonna grow
he's
back.
He's not having a good time.
It'll grow back.
Shaming him online is my point.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't do it to my kid, but I would say that it's very funny. It is like funny. Especially like the before and after and seeing the joy in the kid's heart about, oh, I'm taking pictures at the barbershop. Oh, let me smile. I'm excited about this haircut. And then the after just mad and distraught. And just now I got to walk around looking like this as a child. with this George Jefferson haircut.
Well, oh my God. And I guarantee you that whatever they were doing, acting out in public, causing a ruckus, I guarantee you they're not doing it now, because now they don't want all that attention on them looking like an 80-year-old man. By the time their hair grows back, the respect level that that child has for the humans that live around them in their community will skyrocket with no damage done. Let's go.
I mean, what about the ego? You've damaged the child's ego.
Ego was apparently off the charts. They're acting up like that. Well, they need that. Apparently, when I was acting up like that, I got stripped butt naked in a Sears and spanked. And then we didn't get in the Sears. We lived in Inglewood, California. And then I got told, get your clothes back on and apologize to everybody that saw this. And those people stayed until I apologized to them. Because why? Because it takes a village. That whole community knew what my mom was doing, and she was making sure I learned some respect that day. And what did I do after that? I went on to get 2 undergraduate degrees, a master's. I became a WWE superstar. So yes, thank you, mom. Thank you, mother, for teaching me on that day.
And if you hadn't been stripped naked in that Sears, you wouldn't have done all those things.
I would have come a menace to society.
If only I stripped him naked in the Sears in front of everybody, we could have avoided this. Oh my God.
Dude, I got whooped. I got whooped in Faco.
See? Man. And that's real. That's real. Not like this. And look, see, you're such a kind person. You're a barber. You're bringing people happiness, making things better. Look at you.
Mm-hmm. What happens when you have the kid who's so, you know, bullheaded that he likes the old man cut? Oh yeah, you know, now I like the old man cut. Now you're walking around the kindergarten with the confidence. Mm-hmm. I'm the boss. Well, look at my haircut. You know what I'm saying?
Well, if you do, then you've raised a child who knows how to lean into the things that they have and is confident enough that they don't care about a hairline for importance. They don't care about that because they know that what's important is inside of them. Mm. That's the lesson, Kofi. Mm.
I guess you get a good life lesson either way.
Oh, exactly.
Whether they embrace it or not.
You think I give a damn about a hairline, Mom? You think I give a damn about a hairline? He's going to start walking like George Jefferson.
You know, one of the things that I'd like to address, too, is lotion was always very important as a kid. In our community, and I think in most Black homes, because if you don't, we have some horror stories of some people we work with, and I don't know if we should name names.
No.
Sometimes we'll look across in the locker room, sometimes, and boy, it is rough. It is real rough. So you can't just be, and it can be physically painful to be ashy as well. Physically painful. I'll name one name from FCW. There was a wrestler from... Don't look at me like
that. Names. Why are you going to name up to people that ashy feet?
Why?
Leave them alone.
Leave them alone. They don't know.
Whole body was ashy.
Angles alone.
Shout out to our boy Navy Blue. Navy
Blue was a wrestler.
Okay. Yeah, it's out of love. We had an outdoor show. And
boy, don't try to stop me. It's too late.
I'm just saying, he didn't commit any crimes or anything. I'm just saying, the man was out there at this outdoor show and he had a coat on him. A gray coat, just a coat, just from neck, from neck to knee. No. My man was gray. What was it in Game of Thrones? Was it grayscale?
Stop.
That's how my man was out there. And you know, I messed up too. I will say, early into my time on the road, I tried carrying lotion, but then it would explode in my bag. It was a big problem. I was using the pump. Obviously, you just use the cap, and I learned that later. But I was out here using this hotel lotion for a while. Mm-hmm. And I will say, Kofi Woods, they admonished me about it.
Because first off, just so everybody knows, and so he knows if he's listening, shout out Navy Blue.
I said all lots to Navy Blue.
I'm double making sure.
Okay, double and triple it. Double and triple it. Shout out to Navy Blue. We were in FCW together for, a couple of years. He's from Atlanta, right?
I believe so, yes. So your thing with using hotel lotion, because hotel lotion is just water.
It's just water.
Why do they do that, by the way? Is it that expensive to put some real lotion in that bottle?
Apparently, they scrimping, you know, and they really shouldn't be. You know, it is a shame when you see somebody with that hotel lotion. They use the whole thing and they just, you know, all in their hand and they're just putting it on. I'm like, what are you doing, bro?
It does nothing.
You already know.
You might as well just spit on yourself.
You might as well just lick your hand. You might as well just lick your, like a cat.
Just spit on yourself and rub it in.
You know, just start licking your skin. Because you know in about 5 minutes when it dries off, you're going right back to where you came from just to go to the store, bro. There have been times where I've been in mid-conversation with people and I carry around this like little shoulder satchel now. It's a purse. I'm going to call it what it is.
Just call it what it is.
And I got a lot of things. I got a brush in there. I got a pick comb in there. I got dental floss in there. And I have lotion in there at all times. Sometimes I'll have two bottles of lotion just in case. And you know, I've been in mid-conversation with somebody and I'll see their knuckles or I'll see their knees or toes and whatever they're saying, it just becomes mute and I reach right in my purse and I pull out this lotion. I say, here, and I'm not trying to heckle you or whatnot, but you just can't be out in public looking like this. There's people around. And especially in our industry, there's cameras, bro. We're in HD now, bro.
Right.
This lasts forever. If you want to be ashy, by all means, you know? And shame on you, E, for putting all these people on blast.
Also, you're trying to shame me because like, what's going to happen to that kid? Yeah. When he gets a haircut? You're out here naming people's children. And that kid ain't even double digits.
I didn't name him. I did not say his name.
And then furthermore, you said, Navy Blue, he's from Atlanta, right? That was a shot at Woods. He's from Atlanta, right?
Don't you?
That was a shot. I knew it.
I love ATL. And ATL, you know? We stay moist all day.
But you got to, as a grown man, and I was going to say a man of color, but no, even Caucasians too. Y'all get ashy too.
Yeah, a lot of white people though, I would say a lot of them don't use lotion.
No, I know a lot that do, and they understand the ash. But then I'll see like their father, and their father doesn't use lotion. I think that's like, it became a thing. Like everyone is gaining more knowledge about like how to take care of your hair, how to take care of your skin. I think people, as black people, we see what it looks like when our skin is dry. You can visibly see that like instantly.
It's very visible.
And if you don't have dark skin, it's harder to see until it becomes like, I haven't put lotion on for 3 years and now my skin is peeling. But then you smarten up and you go, okay. So I'm just curious because we got Jay here. So like, is it difficult sometimes when people come in and like their whole face and scalp is just dry as a desert? Like, you know, they're not taking care of themselves. And now you have like to do all this prep work just to cut their hair.
Well, I mean, we prefer, especially for lines, we like a dry canvas.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. So because remember, at the end of the day, when we turn that individual to look in the mirror and they want to see that crisp lineup, if I was to just put some lotion on and just do this to them or even alcohol, that crisp is gone, you know? So we prefer a dry canvas. Now, a dirty canvas is different. totally different. You know, a dry canvas I could work with because we know that individual went, washed their hair, came, dried it, didn't put no product in there. And I could work with that. But now when salt start falling off, you know, in people's scalps or any type of, you know what I mean? You know where I'm going to.
Yes.
I prefer not to. They got to wash it, get it cleaned, and then go from there. Now, mind you, we laugh in the barbershop as well because first thing we look at is elbows and ankles. So, you know, people got problems when they have ashy elbows and ankles. So, you know, we make fun of people coming up, like I say, bro, we got some lotion on deck.
And it's, well, my problem too is Florida, I'm usually pretty good because all that humidity is warm. But the problem is as a black man, you know, during the winter, we'll go up north in the winter. I wash my hands one time, and I go outside. But all that work I did, I feel like all that work I did in the morning, putting lotion on or after I showered or whatnot, it's just thrown out the window. And I feel like I don't get the credit I deserve because I actually did the work and I undid it just because I'm trying to stay clean. That shouldn't be on me. I can't even what if you're out in the public and I go to use the bathroom and wash my hands. Now I'm outside and I'm ashy and you're looking at my knees and my ankles like I didn't do anything. But I want you to know that I actually did the work. I did the work.
Mm-hmm. This man washing just
fucked it all out. And you know, when you have these darker tones, it's easy to see.
Can I make a suggestion?
Yes, sir.
You might not be open to this, but get a purse.
I won't carry a satchel. I knew that's where you're going.
Get a purse, bro.
I won't.
Get a purse.
You first of all, we called everything. You Woods was initially bag boy, and now you, Kofi, have become the bag boy. And a bag boy is someone who has too many bags.
Yes.
Yes, like yes. That Erykah Badu song,
Bag Boy.
But you're a bag boy.
Yeah. Bag boy.
You carry too many bags.
I have a decent amount. I would say that I have the perfect amount of bags. I have all the bags that I need, you know, a suitcase that has my clothes in it, my carry-on that has my gear in it. My backpack that has my PlayStation in it. My purse that has my essentials in it.
You also carry that Yeti bag?
Well, recently I just acquired another bag. Yeah. But Woods, I mean, you know what?
I'm down to two bags.
Woods, you got a lot of bags.
No, I have two bags. Mm-hmm. Last time you saw me, I had two bags because I had one bag that had gear and clothes in it. And then I had a backpack that had all my video games and my laptop in it. Two bags. Thank you.
I think, what about the I don't know. I don't know. I feel like you had a lot more bags than that.
Nope.
But I'm not the bag boy. That's you.
Yes. Oh, that was a very good comeback.
I'm sitting here. I'm literally rubbing my head. I'm sweating on my head. I'm like, two bags. Oh my God, I have six. I'm not the bag boy. I'm not the bag boy. And that's all you can come up with.
You are. I will not carry an extra bag. But that's the problem. And I guess I wanted to dive into, we all use different kinds of lotions as well. I've been leaning on the cocoa butter Vaseline. I feel like it's a nice mix. I feel like cocoa butter goes on a little too heavy by itself. I like cocoa butter on live events. On live events, I put some cocoa butter on. For some reason, on TV days, I like using baby oil. It's a little bit different. But cocoa butter lotion, I feel like is viscous enough, but thin enough. Woods, I don't know why you're cackling right now.
Because I'm waiting for someone to take this, just this part of the audio and put it somewhere.
What's the problem?
It's going to be, put it on whatever you want. Oh, just, and then I also like baby oil.
I'm just being real with you. That's my life. That's my lotioning life.
As a barber, is there anything skincare wise that you would recommend?
Skincare wise, I just use regular lotion. I use Jergens.
Yep. That cherry almond.
Ultra healing. Yes. The cherry almond is good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all all of y'all on the cherry almond?
I'm on ultra healing with the Jergens.
Okay. Okay.
And I think the ultra healing has a nice smell. I forgot what it was. I don't know if it's cocoa butter or it's one of the other mixtures of cocoa butter with something else. Mm. But yeah, Jergens is what I use.
See, that's the good stuff. And they're not sponsored yet.
Yeah. So when you got all this melanin, you know, that lotion is important. It's work.
It's
a lot of work.
Job. Constant checking. You got to, you know, elbow check, knee check, ankle check multiple times a day.
And as Kofi said, offering people lotion, it's the equivalent to your closer friends are going to tell you if you have something in your teeth, right? Mm. People that aren't close to you, they're not going to tell you. And so this is just we're just looking out for each other, you know.
Looking out.
Yeah, but Kofi will sometimes, he'll just take a picture of your ankle or something and send it to the group or whatever.
Well, you gotta know, right?
That's not the best way to inform somebody.
But if you're like two steps ahead of me and I can't quite reach out to, you know, to tap you on the shoulder, but I can reach my phone because maybe you won't believe me, you know, maybe it doesn't look bad from where you are. So I'm going to take a picture from my angle and say, hey, this is what I'm seeing out there. This is what I'm seeing out there. You might, you know, here, this lotion might help you with this problem, you know? So I'm just, look, I'm not trying to make a fool out of you.
Jay, okay? Thanks for being on. We appreciate you.
It's about that time. Yeah, but see, in the barbershop, we actually have we have lotion, we have mouthwash, we have toothpicks, floss, cologne. You know, of course, your washing essentials. But anyone could go into the bathroom if they happen to have any type of problem. We'll just send them right to the bathroom. Say, hey, bro, take a little peek in there. We got you.
We got mouthwash, Pepto. We got what you need.
I like it.
So where is your shop? Let people know where it is and tell them where they can find you on social media and all that. How can they contact you?
Yeah, it's over at 104 East Fletcher Avenue, right across from the Cadillac dealership in Tampa, Florida, next to Shooter's World. And they can also find me on Instagram at Big J the Barber, BigJYTheBarber.
Mm-hmm. And we do skits sometimes. Sometimes we do some skits.
I enjoy those. I really do. Oh, man, it's fun.
Kofi, socials, what you got?
Yes, I'm at the True Kofi on the Instagram and at True Kofi on the Twitter.
E?
I am at WWE Big E on Twitter and on Instagram. Thank you.
You can catch me on Instagram and Twitter at Xavier Woods PhD. Catch me on YouTube, up, up, down, down. And make sure, since you listened to today's podcast, that means you know where to find it. Make sure you know where your friends know where to find it. Tell them wherever they listen to their podcast, just type in The New Day, Feel the Power, and click the pink picture with the three black guys' faces on it, because that's us. Thank you so much for listening.